we ask you to stay tuned and listen to the life-giving teaching of Imam Murad Muhammad, who will be coming on now. So stay tuned. Thank you. Bismillah.
As-salamu alaykum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 8 o'clock p.m. my time. And I want to say it's a pleasure and an honor. I see that my beloved brother Musa has returned back home where he was traveling. And I'm quite sure the brothers and sisters are very pleased of him spending the weekend with them. And he is back and always give a very good kupa. And we appreciate his ability and his desire to want to do what he does. He's a perfect example of a human being. When people get older than 70, they feel they're old. And sometimes our bodies, brothers and sisters, does not operate the way we would love for it to operate, but we are never old. For the human being does not get old. It's all in your mind if you feel old. There's some people who will tell you, my uncle, he said he wasn't old and he passed away at 104. Well, if you think he's something, you should see my grandpa. My grandpa, he didn't pass away to 106. And that's a living example. You ain't as old as you feel. But we are young in our future, in the nature in which God has created us to be. And when you come to that understanding, you don't let Satan make you think that you are old. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us that we should work all the way to our grave. We ain't dead. Every time you wake up, you're alive. And you should be thankful that you're alive. I witnessed a young lady that when she was young, she had one leg much larger than the other. It's some type of a disease. I witnessed seeing it if I wasn't on the internet. And now she probably weighs, if I had to judge her, she's over 200 pounds. It could be 260, 270. In one leg, she's about 400. The other leg is okay. The right side of her is okay. It's that left leg that's giving her a problem. I believe it's the left leg, whichever leg it is. It's a disease that we don't know exists, and today they haven't found a cure to it. On Sunday, on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, we have a young lady named Dr. O. And Dr. O doesn't understand why what she knows is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And the Imam Musa, because of his technical ability, is able to play her even if she cannot come on. But I don't care, brothers and sisters, if you heard her way of talking to us. It's alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And she talks about the things that we can do for ourselves without meds and without physicians telling us how we should govern ourselves. She used the phrase that we are our own physician first, for anyone else. And I'm quite sure there is something in the system of the human being that if she would eat properly, she probably may be able to at least feel better than she does. Or I don't believe it's too late. I don't believe it is too late. But she's surviving mentally. She drives, she goes visit her girlfriend, she dances, and she lives a normal life. But when people see that leg, they can't believe it. I couldn't believe it. It looks like it's not human. Her leg, her feet, her ankles, it's just unbelievable. But what motivated me is that there was a book that was written by Jabbar Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, and granted paradise. The book was The Weapon of the Prophet. And if you read that book, everything in that book you may not accept. But there's a lot of things that does make sense. And let me see if I can recollect. I read that book from front cover to the back. So a lot of it. And it was a story about why did Allah create us? And it went on to say, and I'm paraphrasing it, that an ugly human prayed that they can look like a good-looking human when they see that good-looking human. And a good-looking human pray that they never be ugly as that ugly human. A blind man can't see. So in his intellectual mind, he pray he can see like you can see, all of us that can see, Allah. And when you see a blind man that you can see, you pray you will never be blind like that blind man. If you see one ill and sick, the one that's not sick will pray that he will never be sick as that person. And the person that's sick will pray that he would be healthy as you are. Tall man looks at a short man and said, "Oh, Lord, don't allow me to be short like him." And the short man said, "Oh, God, I pray that I can be as tall as him." A very intelligent individual look at an unintelligent person and said, "Thank you, Lord, that I'm not like that one." And the one that's unintelligent says to his Lord, "Oh, Lord, let me be as intelligent as he is." A rich man don't ever want to be poor like most of us. And a poor man prays to be rich like the rich man. And it goes on. But at the end it says, why did God create us? It has nothing to do with the way you look. And how good looking or how ugly you may be, how intelligent or how unintelligent you may be, how rich and how unrich you may be. What God is saying, why did I create you? For your obedience to me. There it is. So accept yourself. This is who you are. And you're supposed to stand up for yourself because this is a temporary world. They don't tell you that. This is a temporary world. We all have to make it to Jannah, paradise. For Allah creates us different from one another. You will never know intelligence until you see unintelligent. You wouldn't turn on the internet and see things as if that young lady who she's going through what she's going through, you thank God that you're not like that. And her motivation is she believes she can be like you, so she's struggling. But Allah doesn't judge that. He judges the one who's most obedient to him. We all owe God a debt. And you can't cry about who you are in this world. You have to survive because we all have the same ingredients internally. Everything internally submits to the will of God. Your intellect is not in tune with your feature, the nature in which you was created. You got away from that. You got out of your spirit. And because you got out of your spirit, you are now in Satan's world. Remember, and I've said it many times on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Murad Speaks, I've said it over and over and over and over that we all owe a debt to God. And because we owe that debt to God, we have to pay him back with goodness and kindness and obedience to him. And we all have the same ingredients, whether we like it or not. We all are the children of Adam. Keep in mind that Allah asked the angels to bow down in submission as well as the jinn. And Sajda, make Sajda prayer, he asked them. Oh, Iblis didn't want to make Sajda. I'm not bowing down to mud and dirt. Allah said, wait until I breathe into Adam some of my spirit. There it is. You got out of your spirit. Nobody's bowing down to you. You got out of your spirit and you go down into animal kingdom, the flesh. You take on the flesh, and the flesh is Satan, and the animals down there saying, what are you doing down here, human? I'm going to use this metaphor because I got so many accolades in using it. When you feed your body poison, the body craves for what you put in them, like a drug addict. That's the best thing I can tell you, is a drug addict. And I can tell you, honestly, brothers and sisters, that drug that you are taking craves for it. You put it in there, you the head. And you down there in animal kingdom, you're a drug addict. But you don't want to be a drug addict. Ask a drug addict. He just don't want to quit, but he wants to quit. But the body won't let him to quit because the body don't listen to him no more. He gave up. So they don't want to be bothered with him. They want that drug you gave them. So the body craves for it. The intellectual mind said, I'm only going to spend $100. That's it. Then he comes back, you spend another $100. Comes back, you spend another $100. And he comes back and he spends another. Now, why he keep coming back? Because he cannot grasp the understanding that he's in charge. And he gave up. And because he gave up, the body craves for the drug. And you give that body that drug. So he doesn't listen to you anymore. You must take a step, for Allah takes two. And something tells you when you're down there, when you're down there on Skid Row, when you fell victim to this society and you hook on drugs, the mind is saying, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of this condition. So the mind now began to come back into the nature in which it was created. And when it comes back, the body knows it. So, oh, he's back. Oh, big head is back. And you control that large earth that you see in the mirror. It could be tall, it could be wide, it could be thin, but it's bigger. The body is bigger than the head, but the head controls because why? You are now in your alfitra. So you say, to the heart. Can you go and tell that obedient servant to God what he ought to do? The heart said, I can't tell him that. He's in charge. You talk to him. You see, because why? The entire creation of you, brother, you, sister, I is now your intellectual mind, which is the greatest gift that God could give us. You are now submission to the word of God. You don't look like an addict no more. You don't look like a junkie no more. You don't look like you're down on Skid Row no more. You know, revolved yourself. You're your own doctor, your own physician. You can help yourself, but you have to get up and search and realize all that poison that you put in your system doesn't deserve to be there. You're made out of earth. Put earthy things that comes from the earth back into you. That's important. So now you're back. You're back into your spirit that God has breathed into you. And now you can make it in society. See, that's the reality of life. It's just not being taught. But you have opportunity. Allah sends you books and messengers, which is prophets to us, sent you men, sent you his creation. Well, we all believe in Allah's creation. Look in the mirror, that's Allah's creation. I'm Murad Muhammad, and I'm your host tonight. And I'm going to see if, in fact, I can share with you some of my knowledge that I have studied hard to want to give back. I don't get paid for this, but it surely builds barricades that I can cash it in on the final day of judgment. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds. We thank Allah for giving us a gift, a mercy to all humanity in Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa And brothers and sisters, once again, I want to thank our brother Musa. And I am very ecstatic that he is home. He went away because the brothers wanted him there and the sisters wanted him there. He deserved to travel. He deserved to be amongst a great deal of us, us meaning the African Americans. Our children don't know that one exists like himself, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington. And he represents his grandpa tremendously. And this is what we are to do. I saw a young lady on the internet spoke very, very distinctly, and she was the granddaughter of her grandpa. And she went to the Senate, and she was very articulate. And she was showing them that you all don't understand the intelligence that God has given the African American that went through 400 years of slavery. For Allah permitted that to happen for a reason. Again, brothers and sisters, it's very difficult in a short period of time to enlighten you why we went through slavery like we did. Now, our ancestors suffered, but our ancestors made a covenant with God and said that they will go through this hell, Lord, but take care of my offsprings. And if we know anything about Harriet Tubman, you will find out that that female had a gift with no education. She knew how to trick the white man because she used to carry a gun, and you thought she had that gun to kill people. No, she had that gun to point at you all that was too afraid to leave slavery and go free. So when the female or the male decide they're going back to old Charlie, she will point that gun at your head and say, leave and I will kill you. Why? Why is she threatening with a gun? Because if you go back, there's no more can come out of slavery. We was enslaved, brothers and sisters. We never came here as slaves. They put us in slavery. So she was able to bring over 300 people out of slavery until she lost her life. Key factor was they were looking for her. They wanted her. They wanted to kill her. So they were looking for a female. She's dressed up like a man. And instead of her taking the rules that she might have gotten caught, no, she went on the short rules. And she used to carry not a gun, she used to carry a chicken. And when the white man come by and the horses, she would drop her chicken like it got away, and she'd be chasing the chicken and flopping her hand trying to get the chicken back. And when the slave master would come over to the horses, he said, oh, I got to get my slave master his chicken. He can't lose his chicken. And she flopped like a chicken, and they laughing at her. Never asked her that she had a piece of paper. She didn't have a piece of paper because she was already free. But she faked them out. Because if they had asked for the paper and she didn't have it, she would be a dead man, a dead woman. Oh, she knew how to play tricks because she was free, but she didn't feel like she was free because the people around her, the people around her, brothers and sisters, she didn't know. Even though they were their brother, it wasn't her family, and her family was still in slavery. So she washed clothes, she did the mess. She was able to keep her money. So she saved her money up and got a nice home. And she kept going back, and she did get her family free. They died as free men. But someone told on Harriet Tubman, the black man, gave her up. Because he thought it was the best thing to do. But Harriet Tubman made us, and I always say she'd be talking to me. I can hear her. And I wasn't born around her age, and I wasn't in that era. I wasn't born in slavery. So how do I hear her? When I see people like the people she talks about, said, don't give me too much accolades. I could have freed more slaves if they didn't believe they were slaves. We was too fearful of leaving the slave master. However, you got people around the world talking about America should pay us. And you got senators saying it's not about money. It's about money. Money is their God. But they say, we shouldn't have money. Why? They don't want us to have money. They don't want us to have money because look what we did with no money. You ever go to their projects? You ever see them little boxes? Five people in an apartment that is someone's living room? Eight families on the floor? Eight floors in the building?
64 people multiplied by 2, 128 people on one side, 7 apartments. You're talking about 1,000 apartments. Some had 6 children, 7 children. That's a lot of people. Didn't want us to read nor write. The gold is the average Caucasian have to be worth $250,000. That's the job. Get them their own home so they can leave it to their family members, not the black man. Make sure he's worth $8. We don't see this. We don't see this at all. Everybody can't play football. Everybody can't play basketball. Magic Johnson was paid well to run the Lakers. He walked away. People say he's a damn fool. No, Magic wants to be free. Don't you understand, brothers and sisters, that Magic Johnson had AIDS? That's what he said. But because he came out, he made a lot of people with AIDS feel better about themselves. He is so healthy, you don't even know if he ever had AIDS. But he was happy with his wife. He was happy with his family. Now, he'd been through that trial. But then he had a son that decided that didn't know was he a man or a woman. Did he dislike his son? He loves his son. His wife loves his son. That's the son's burden, but that's still their child. That didn't disturb him. The great basketball player is now over top of one of the baddest teams in the history of the NBA, but he wasn't happy. That's everything. And he walked on top. And I don't care what you say, for him to deliver Ron James is like the guy that sits in Nike. His name slips my recollection. He fouled Michael Jordan. And Nike is the happiest organization in the history of companies. Yes, that man will have a lifetime guaranteed job. Look where he brought him. So he brought him Bron James. If he knew how to do it, he could play the whole game by himself. But he's human. And he walked away. And people are knocking him. When you're not happy, brothers and sisters, it's a sad thing to come home and you ain't happy because your wife disturbs you. It's a sad thing. I can't say vice versa because the home is the wife's. So you got to come there. That's her home. I have never seen a man tell a woman to get out, but women tell men to get out, and they pay for everything. That's their home. Rightfully so. Got to go, boy. So Magic, I compliment him. I salute him. And I'm going to call him and tell him. He said, I want to do what makes me happy. He builds businesses in the black community. So y'all can have things that you normally cannot have. And most of your athletes cannot do that. You better not put that money back in that community. They'll get rid of you. It's true. I don't care what you say. Go check it out. All the money that Beyonce and Jay-Z has, they can take one city, just one city, and that city look different. Look at the brother that just got murdered. Yes, he did, got murdered. But look what he's building. That was too much for a black man. They don't want you to do that, not with their money. You made your money rapping. Own his own business. They can't afford that to happen. Too many of you all getting rich, you take over. What do you think why they're killing our children in the streets? You think it's accidental? They really believe that you're going to take over. And so therefore, they're killing you with meds. They're killing you with these needles that they stick in you, calling yourself vaccination. And some of them believe, oh, no, we have to have this. No, you do not. You don't have to have anything foreign that shoots in your body or in your child's and saying that we're going to be okay. I know things are happening in the world. They're doing to the weather. Look what they're doing to the earth. Look how they pay thousands of farmers. Why? Because they don't want you to eat healthy. So they make money in growing food in a factory. Your meats and your products are coming out of a factory. Kentucky Fried Chicken can't say Kentucky no more. Because look at the steroids he shoots in his chicken and you eat it. Why? Subliminal seduction. Kentucky Fried Chicken. We created the chicken and we made the colonel wealthy, not rich, wealthy, eating who? Our chicken. They ain't never doing slavery. That's us. So they took everything from us. They made sure that we are not architects, carpenters, contractors, developers. We built this country. We had the knowledge. They learned it and then stopped us. Shut our farmers down. So we don't have no farm. Why? Because we're not together collectively. And you can give the Native Indians money, you can give the Jews money, and you can give everybody but man who suffered for over 400 years because something is special about us. And I like using this metaphor. We had our own black basketball league, black football league. We had black everything. Call us monkeys the way we played basketball, but they were so dead and shooting set shots and couldn't bounce the ball. They said, let that black man in. And he came in, putting it between his legs, around his back, and dumping it. Whoa, we don't dominate the NBA. They called us to play in baseball. They hit a triple and get thrown out by the time they get to first base. That's how slow they were. We come in, butt it, get on first, steal second, steal third, and come home. They don't like that. So they went and got the Latinos. Latinos want to think that they different than us. No, they Africans. They speak a different language. They got us all confused. Come from Africa. You just was dropped off in Puerto Rico. They made that part of America. You in Spain. How you get there? You think you white. Yeah, okay, they showing you how white you are, Mexican. Something is wrong with this picture, but they understand that this black man that arrived here in North America, something is special. Well, our ancestors prayed, oh, Lord, I'll suffer the balance of suffering, Lord. I will accept a man that bleeds like me, gets sick like me, and same earth goes on him, goes on me, Lord. If this is what you want me to do, to be the sacrificed lamb, I accept, care my offspring. Do we pray for them? They pray for us, but do we pray for them? No, some of us too selfish, and some of us don't know to take a dua. I do it every night. I ask Allah, oh Allah, separate their faults from their goodness as thou separate the east from the west, and grant our ancestors the hereafter. This is a temporary world. You're going to go through trial and error. Now look at us today. Today they all are fearful of the African American. They took our language away from us. They took our culture away from us. They took our nationality away from us. Our brothers and sisters, they took our little babies, our brothers, our sisters, our mothers away from us, our fathers away from us. Yes, they took our God away from us. We don't even speak our own language. They made us 3/5 of a human being. That's it. They ain't wonder why. You know, you got to have You have to have five fifths, but it looks like we go and drink a fifth. We that fifth we're looking for, we just drink it. What are you going to get, man? I'm going to get me a fifth. You know, we play the name game. Satan plays that name game. But I'm saying to you, we don't understand that we are blessed. We are impeccable in our capabilities, and they know it. That's why they want to kill you, because they think you're going to grow up and be just like them. And they don't want that for their children, so kill them. How are you going to kill them? Well, kill them with education. How are you going to kill them? Well, kill them with all this sport and play. How are you going to kill them? Kill them and make sure they don't control nothing they do. Isn't that amazing? Well, you sing the blues, they control it. If you sing R&B, they control it. If you sing rapping, they control it. They control everything. How do they control something they could not do? They couldn't do it. How do they control? Because they want to keep us as sophisticated slaves. Oh, you can buy a mansion. You can have these sexual parties. You can have all these luxury, but you cannot help your own people. Today, if you add up all the athletes, all the entertainers, put them together, they're worth $1 trillion. Collectively, yes. Individually, they still mentally dead, dumb, and blind. Easily. Because you haven't built anything, and they will not allow them to build. Will not. And they want to make Tuskegee under their control. And Booker T. Washington built men of minds, of building, and do for self. That was his goal, Tuskegee Institute. They want to change it to Tuskegee University. And hopefully 20, 30 years from now, you wouldn't even know a black man controlled that school. Washington Carver. He went and recruited him. He ain't going to recruit a football player, a basketball player. He went and recruited a man with some common sense and intelligence and a gift that God has given him. So they don't want us rich because we'll take over. Here comes Omar, is doing more, a female, doing more than the brothers that call themselves politicians. Listen to me. Now that I'm talking about it. In these cities across the country, 99%, you can find 1%, 99 is controlled by the people who put them there. They don't care about war. They don't care about who they're killing, care about not being able to give you anything. How is it, brothers and sisters? Just tell me, how is it that when the Italians take over, the Italian people rule? When the Irishmen take over, the Irish people rule. When the Jews take over, the Jews rule. Everybody rules. Because why? Is their nationality. Soon as a black man gets in office, everybody rules but us. And don't go to him, I don't want to play favoritism. Favoritism. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, the Grand Paradise. You know what he said? If you get in position, exploit it to the maximum, because one day you're not going to be there. Now, I know people talking about Obama. Well, that's between him and his Lord. Now, if he could have did much more, then Allah would judge him. But at least he gave health to people that didn't have insurance. If he don't do nothing else. And more important, he motivated a whole lot of black people running for president of the United States. See, that they do not like. So they're changing the rules already. My sister, I want to say this to you. This myth that men around the world don't have more than one wife is only here in America. I don't care what you say, but you do your homework. That court case said to that slave master, we own all this land, and you screwing that heifer, and she's being pregnant while them children coming out looking like us. So I'm telling you right now, brown, green, cold pepper, whatever that slave master's name, I'm telling you right now, make them illegitimate children. Yes, Martha. Wait a minute. There's no illegitimate child that came out of the womb of that heifer can come here 1,000 years from now and say they claim my own. Come out of that, from that man's seed, you are entitled to his wealth. What? You lose his child. No. And then that didn't stick. One wife only. They said make them 3/5 of a human being. That means you are animal in America. You are product in America. You're not in the the Declaration of Independence. You're not in there. It wasn't written for you or me. But because they fear for 30 million might get together, they're trying to keep us calm. So it's one woman here. And because they love you, they don't want you to come back and try to claim their estate. You just think about that. That white woman was smart. But when you go out the country, this one is married, that one, this one is married, right? It ain't got nothing but marriage and children. Here, you don't even want to have a child. Religion. What is religion? We in Islam, we believe that we have a debt to God. All that is good things that he has given us in this world. Deen means debt. We owe God a debt. The things that we can enjoy that comes out of the earth that we need for our life, we would not have living. We would not have to live in this world. We didn't have to exist. We exist in this world, brothers and sisters, so that makes we a part of this world. And if you don't believe that, you got a problem. So religion is a necessity. And some chose Judaism, man, Christianity, and Allah, God chose Al-Islam. Check it out. It's Al-Islam. Allah said, I prefer that you want religion. As a Muslim, we believe in matter of all things. When it says matter, we believe in the existence of God, the creation, the whole creation. Religious people call it creation. We believe in unity, we call it, when we believe the unity of God in our religion of Islam, the unity reflects of God's will. We call it Tawheed. Tawheed. We believe it is only one God. Tawheed is the beginning where there's only one God. That's the Arabic word for Tawheed. In existence begins, there's only but one God. and Allah's existence has no beginning and no ending. And he is in creation with no change, as he is the beginning of his will, always will be. Allah will always be who he is. In our religion, nothing can approach him. Nothing resembles him. There's no image of him. This is what we believe in our religion. And so what you have today that I heard, and I believe I will speak about this on Tuesday when I have 2 hours, is that we're reading to the people the physical. So I'm saying to all of you that listens to me, yes, you see these stories. It's a picture. Let me give you this metaphor. There's four women. And if you judge the woman by the way she looked, some men like black women, the black of the women, the old saying, the black, sweeter the juices, the black of the juice, something like that, but you got it. Black is very sweet as the woman could be. And some men like women with long, silky hair, tall and fair skin. And some men like women built like a Pepsi-Cola bottle. But they don't want them tall, they want them short. Some women like heavy women. Some men like heavy. And some women like petite women. But which one of those women would you choose? Because if you choose them by the way they look, you don't know what the hell you got. She could be the most gorgeous woman on earth. And you chose her because she looks just like you. Oh, my God. So how do you judge that thing? Her character is everything. My son is still reading as a young man. He said, Dad, how could you tell the virgin? I said, you want to know? I said, yes. Anthony and I can't get in. You know she's a virgin. So they laugh. I said, why are you laughing? Well, how do you get in? I said, that's smart. That's not how you judge her. I said, you judge her innocence. I said, if she drops her eyes, she's innocent. She can't look you in the face when she's talking to you and she's in the car, she's innocent. If she likes to touch her and she's shaking, she's innocent. He said, oh, I said, that's a character. She's in her right state. She hasn't been abused. But now you have to reach them. Always remember, son, entering into her body is one thing. She will forget you and go to the next one. And she can forget him and go to the next one. And she can forget him. She doesn't like your father. Her nature. He talked to her nature that sends a message to the intellectual mind. And you win her heart over. You got her. While you go away to war. And she prays that you'll come back. And that woman will be loyal to you because she don't know nobody touch her but you. Some go for stupid things. Some go and they know their husband shouldn't be in jail. And they will maintain their sanity amongst one man. That's heaven. Even before she ain't a virgin. Makes everything new. What is an old woman talking about? Creation in us. Bring it up to the quality that Allah wants us to be obedient with Him and stay in paradise. Well, okay. I'm going to say this. And I'm going to put myself in that position. You love your wife. But your kid is wrong. See, divorce. Still, then you divorce her again. You said divorce for a second. Yes, you did. She come back. You take her back. Now, it's still disturbing you. And you what you got? And you don't want to abuse out there. But you're trying to take her back. You can't. According to Allah. That's it. You see the world. And if she's successful, it was your fault. If she's not successful, then it's her fault. Now you can take her back. Words, so you can get it. In the Quran, you better not abuse her. Why? Because you don't have to admit it, huh? You never address that. You don't know the wife you married might have came off of 42nd Street. Allah didn't address that. You don't know if she was a sexomaniac, NFO as they call it. Allah doesn't address that, brother. So isn't that telling you something that we all can come back to our Fitra? Then Allah makes you new as the best woman you could ever have. Because this is a temporary world. What have you done? She don't know your background. She don't know all the things you have done. So when you come into the Atlas Fitra and the nature, no one can touch that. Satan can't touch it. You can't touch it. You're not going to change the nature of the human being. You're not going to spirit. You can get out of it. You can get out of that spirit, but you cannot touch it. Alhamdulillah. This is Al-Islam. And all you females, if you would just see Al-Islam for his true self, you wouldn't have no problem. Stay in paradise, brothers and sisters. Study the religion and open your heart to all humanity. And find you a mate. Because that's the way we came in this world. As one. One soul. One ummah. One God. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. I thank you for listening. If I say anything to hurt anybody, it wasn't my intention. If I said anything that's not correct, I'm human. I make mistakes. But if I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your outfitting and nature in which you was created, and revert back to your taqwa, your God conscious, and be obedient to Allah, give Him that credit. Don't give me that credit. I greet you from our father Adam, our logical father, from our father Abraham, of the intellectual mind of all nations, to our brother Jesus Christ, to our brother Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, and from the words from the Holy Quran, only Allah gave us this word, and that is, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you for listening. Inshallah, I shall return tomorrow from 7 to 8 on Saturday. May God be with you.